Next patient is Nancy Saum. S-A-U-M. S as in Sam. S-A-U-M. Saum Nancy. Saum Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y. Date of birth is 12/5/46. Date of visit is 12/6/22. Please make copy for Kelly Tyson, ARNP. That's Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Tyson, T-Y-S-O-N. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and COPD. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 70 76-year-old a 76-year-old female who has a history of dementia has been experiencing shortness of breath, wheezing, and trouble ambulating since more than a year. The patient has dementia and is unable to give any proper details of her complaints. But according to her guardian, she is unable to walk more than 20 feet without getting out of breath. And she has used an albuterol inhaler as needed. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history. Has included history for hysterectomy, kidney stones, history for dementia, and a past history for hypertension and atrial fibrillation. The patient has chronic back pain. And a history for coronary atherosclerosis with angina. She also has a history for chronic vertigo. Atrial fibrillation, as well as hypolipidemia. Surgery also includes hysterectomy in the 1980s. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 55 years and quit. No alcohol use. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next paragraph, family history, father died of Alzheimer's, mother had heart disease. Next paragraph, med list included donepezil 10 milligrams such as Synthroid, 25 micrograms a day, Wixela, 1 puff BID. I'm sorry, 250 by 50 micrograms, 1 puff BID. And Eliquis, 5 milligrams BID. Memantine, 10 milligrams BID. Atorvastatin, 10 milligrams. I'm sorry, 40 milligrams, such as Citalopram, 40 milligrams daily. Seroquel, 25 milligrams, such as. And fluconazole, 200 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Review assistance. The patient has shortness of breath and coughing spells. She has cataracts and she has vertigo. She has no urinary frequency. I'm sorry. She does have some urinary frequency, no hematuria. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, or vomiting. No chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. She has depression and she has muscle aches and memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built, fat female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 135 by 80, pulse 72, respirations 20, temps 97.6, weight is 173, saturation 97. HGND had not phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is mild, injected ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the basis with wheezes throughout both lung pits, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3 gallop. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organ, megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. No edema or lesions, no cap tenderness, reflex of the 1+, with no gross motor deficits, cranial lungs are grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number one, COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number two is Alzheimer's dementia. Number three, hypertension. Number four, hypothyroidism. And next paragraph, plan patient has been advised to, the patient's family was advised to get a CT chest and a complete pulmonary function study. And she was placed on ventral and HFA. 2 puffs QIDPRN. As well as a nebulizer with albuterol and atropine solution, unit dose TID, and a CBC complete metabolic profile by ordered, and a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 3 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Kelly Tyson, APRN. This is Dr. Susan.